Welcome to another episode of the White Maze Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Garvis, and I'm joined by Kayla.
He stole my sausage!
And Mason.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Now, I brought over lasagna from my parents' house because...
It has pizza sausage in it. I don't care what
Garvis or Andy or any of... So, Mace, you couldn't have eaten it.
It was good.
So were the brownies.
And now the
audience is deaf.
Oh yeah, the deaf. Definitely need to put a warning.
Mom ate the last one I went over. Kayla's over here hyperventilating. If you pass out, I want to continue with the show. But anyway, so Mace, the folks haven't heard from you in a while. So how have you been?
I've been okay.
Well, that's good.
Except for my fucking glasses still have not came in. I'm pissed about that.
Ah.
Besides that.
Well.
And also, I do have a story to tell you all.
Ooh.
It's a fucked up story, a shitty story, but a story nonetheless.
Story time with Mason.
Yes, you guys don't get these, so...
Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away in a blue box.
Shut up and let him tell a story.
Shut up. Anyway, so... I got a computer. Of course, a desktop, as everyone knows.
Right.
Because of my router being messed up, and only having wireless, only being able to use wireless, I decided to get a wireless adapter to see if it would help out.
Okay.
I buy the wireless adapter. I get it all set up. It's working great. It won't connect to the internet or reach the...
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So now I have a $40 piece of shit that I cannot use.
Well, you know... Even though the wireless still works, technically, the device, your router or modem can be considered broken, and they're still supposed to fix it, or at least replace it.
Yeah, they're supposed to, but they said because of the, they're being lazy and dickish, like front teeth, about it, that because the wireless works, and because of, like, one... cord, it can show that it's working, but it actually doesn't work, that they're not going to replace it.
You need to be telling them, you know, it doesn't work and needs to be replaced.
Yes.
So, you know, fucking replace it.
The pissed off part is we've been fighting with them for like the last month to do it. And yeah.
I've got an update from, actually from out of last week, which Mason, you weren't on that episode, and neither was anybody else but like Kayla. So I had, you know, let Gary know, hey, we're going to, you know, be doing the show on this day, on Wednesday, and, you know, see if he could make it. He said he could. Showtime rolled around. We waited for him and waited for him, and he didn't show up. So we went ahead and did the show without him, and, you know, and without you subsequently, because I'd mentioned it to you, and you were just like, so.
My sleeping pattern is back to
some semblance of normal, hopefully.
Yeah, semblance of normal, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so, you know, So after the podcast, you know, I did all my usual, like, you know, post-podcast stuff. And, you know, over the week, I started getting a hold of Gary, or tried to get a hold of Gary to figure out, you know, what was wrong. Or, you know, why, you know, let him know that we missed, you know, having him on the podcast. And so the last message I sent him, you know, I was asking, hey, we haven't heard from you in a while. Is everything okay? Turned out, I don't know how much of this he wants me to mention, but, you know, it does bear mentioning because, you know, I worry, you know, about a lot of things. Hi, dog. That Wednesday, and up until about the point that he was able to get a hold of me, he was in and out of the emergency vet for his cat. His cat got, I think it was sick or something that Wednesday. And so he had been a nervous wreck and in and out of the emergency vet because of that. So hopefully, you know, I really hope it's nothing serious. You know, but, you know, I know I'd lose my mind if one of the animals, you know, had to go in and out of the emergency vet constantly.
Yeah, that would kind of suck.
Yeah, so I'm probably, I am, you know, let him have some time to kind of, you know, bounce back for that, because it's a pet, it's close pet, you know, and, you know, it's, you know, with any, you know, pet owner, pet is basically family.
And I don't own pets. I have fur children.
Anyway, so.
I didn't know that. Speaking of pets.
Okay.
I should take it off, but speaking of pet family, but that you can actually put pets and animals on, like, your own insurance thing for medicine for them.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
I didn't really know this until I got told it. So,
huh.
And I looked it up on the internet.
Ah, well. Anyway, so. Yeah, so Gary's cat has been in and out of the emergency vet, and, you know, so I'm hoping for the best. And I know what our dog wants. She gets a treat too. Here you go.
That's the tray.
Yeah, she got the tray. But anyway.
Wait, what?
Oh, the dog got the lasagna tray.
Oh.
I thought you were saying she gets the tray, so that's why I said, yeah, she got the tray. Obviously, you said something different, otherwise you wouldn't have acted so confused.
Yeah.
But anyway. So. So you and Jeremiah are supposed to be putting up your all's Minecraft stuff that you've been working on forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news, actually.
Hopefully, yeah. I know we're going to be doing more this weekend.
Okay.
That will be put up frequently soon.
Okay.
Now I'll be upset.
Okay. Well, you all do know how to get into the YouTube, so that way you can put them on, you know, our collective YouTube, right? It's the same way to get into, like, you know, our, you know, Gmail account.
Then yes, I know how to do that.
Okay.
I have all the stuff.
Okay, yeah, because it's all anyway. So speaking of the YouTube channel, I finally, because it was just like, well, you know, it's been a while since we put a new one up, so I went ahead and put up our latest indie exposure where we did Uncraft Me and Uncraft Me 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a look at that.
Okay.
Do we want to do little news clips today?
I got a couple of news stories already saved back.
I do too. Well, at least you know of it. The Time magazine thing.
Yeah, hon, I'm not using my show as a, you know, fucking soapbox. Okay. However, there is that one story which I will cover because it's a real human impact story. Anyway, but we'll cover those later. Anyway, so also I'll go ahead and state in the in the middle of the show today. Mace, I already mentioned this to you, but it bears mentioning to all of the people that listen. White Mace, we here at White Mace have started up a GoFundMe crowdfunding page because we need very desperately to upgrade all of our hardware. As you just heard, like, Mason's, modem is fried, which,
I can't really do much about that, though.
I know, but, we might be able to get you, some better hardware for, at least using what you got. So yeah, we've been trying to get some new, we need to upgrade all the hardware, and that means, my stuff, Mason's stuff, Jeremiah's stuff, we've got to upgrade it all, because otherwise we're not going to be able to keep up. So please, please, dear listeners, we really need you to, at least help us, by, giving us some funding so that way we can start, getting some of these, things put together. I'll actually have a link to the GoFundMe in the link section. So, you'll be able to check it out there. And a couple of cast members should have it posted through their Facebooks, which I know doesn't, help you guys, but I'm trying to get this out there so that way I can start getting some money rolling in, so that way I can start upgrading everything, because honestly, when your computer is, slower than frozen molasses, there is a serious problem.
Like yours?
Yeah, like mine. So, it needs a severe upgrade, and anyway, so yeah, GoFundMe.com. If I forget to put the link, which I shouldn't, it's just White Maze needs an upgrade. You can should be able to search us in any way, shape, or form, hopefully. But to try and avoid any sort of problems, I'm going to be putting the link in the description or link section, whatever. Okay. Anyway, Kayla, you look like you're falling asleep over there.
I'm not.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, you look like something's bugging you.
Wrong. You guys found nobody.
Oh, well, they're not going to know that. We sound fine. There's nothing robotic about us.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so... anyway, so I, told Connor that we were doing the show today, too, and, nothing from Connor. I mean, I heard back from him saying, possibly, because he's been working with some of his crew trying to get, a website they've got, and some stuff that they've got going on, worked on. So...
The novels ran great. It's in.
So, yeah, I don't know if that's what, kept Connor from coming on today, but, I'll leave it at that, because, anyway.
It could be just as simple as he's asleep.
I doubt it, because he is about 2 to 3 hours behind us. So, technically, technically it's either 6 or 7:30 for him.
I like to go to the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, what else? Oh, yeah. I have news stories. So, while I'm pulling up these news stories, there is one that happened. Kayla says Oklahoma. Someone else said Texas. All I know is it's one of those, you know, more, you know, western states. So, this is... I have a huge problem with this for a variety of reasons. But the guy was a college student or high school student or whatever?
What? I was thinking.
You looked like you were sleeping.
College student.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway. So... college student out in, like I said, someone said Oklahoma, someone else said Texas. But either way, one of those, you know, westernmost states, had another student chop this kid's head off because the kid said he was, that the other kid was practicing witchcraft.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't have the news story. The person that did it was a hardcore Christian, and he said the other kid was practicing witchcraft, and it was, you know, essentially his job to go kill this person.
This people is why you have religious fanatics, and
this is it's shit like this that, you know, from the other side of the fence makes another religion look like a terrorist group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is why, you know, this is why a lot of stupid people equate Islam, you know, with terrorism. Now, mind you, yes, there are a lot of radicals that, you know, do follow Islam and, you know, the religions like that, but, you know, but they do the same thing. Yeah, I've seen enough, you know, stuff online. They do the same shit to a lot of other people because they don't believe the way they believe. So this kind of
religion is like that, and the problem is that's the problem.
Yeah, but anyway,
and we may lose a few people because I just said that. But you know what? Screw it.
Well, anyway. So, now, this is a fun one because this next news story. Wait, what? I'm going to have to read that one here in a minute. But, did giants once live in North America? Two brothers search for the tall truth. Now, as we've all grown up, you know, generally in one form or another, we've heard, you know, stories of giants that have lived, you know, in the world. But there are many translations and modern day explanations for stories. It says told in the Bible, but they talked about giants. We've all grown up hearing stories about a variety of tall beings. Paul Bunyan, the biblical accounts of David and Goliath, the gods and goddesses of Greek mythology known as the Titans, the one-eyed giant Cyclops of Greek and Roman tales, Jack who climbed a beanstalk and encountered a giant, and of course, ever since his national debut in 1928, we've been exposed to, and the page is being slow, nearly daily images of very tall, reportedly friendly green giant who rules, the jolly green giant. But anyway,
you're talking about the green bean guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, what this is talking about is just, you know, there are people out there searching to see if, you know, there were actually giants. But. No, there was a story up at the top of the page from... this all came off of Huffington Post. But there was a story at the top of the page that said, woman dips egg beater in lava and gets arrested.
This is right after he come back.
You should arrest her just to cause her to not hurt herself.
This woman dunked an egg beater in lava and was arrested.
Wait, actually throw it, or did she actually still have a hold of the damn thing?
I don't know. I'm trying to get the page to work with me, but it's being a pisser.
As I said, she still had a hold of the thing when she was dipping in the lava, and yes, they should arrest her just to stop her from hurting herself.
Yeah. Hun, are you falling asleep over there? Because you really look like it.
Well, I'm listening.
Hun, if you want, I will go ahead and take your headphones out.
No. I'm not sleepy. I'm just listening. I'm just concentrating.
Well, this is the same reason why I keep thinking, you know, I need to start doing the show without you, because you barely contribute. Because you're over there either on your 3DS, or you're over there, you look like you're snoozing, and you're not saying anything.
I'm listening. You guys are talking about the news. I have nothing to attribute to the news without thinking I'm on a soapbox.
Yeah, it's... Look, I'll explain to you after the show's over with, okay? Let's see. This woman dunked an egg beater in lava and got arrested. The lava flow currently creeping across Hawaii Island's Puna region is luring residents to the flow front like moths to a flame. But while some onlookers sat in lawn chairs outside police-enforced barricades, patiently waiting to see the flow cross the street, and the page just flipped shit on me. Oh, don't tell me there's a goddamn video.
Yeah, there is.
Well, I might have to stop here.
Where's this at?
Where's what at?
The news article.
This is on the Huffington Post. This one as well. Puna resident Ruth Crawford drove to a lobe of the flow to see it firsthand. She and friends allegedly trespassed on county property and that's why she's arrested. But anyway, on county property and dunked a bunch of household objects like golf clubs, forks, coins, and an egg beater into the lava for fun. And I'm assuming that is a picture of the very egg beater that she dunked. And
shit.
Yeah. Damn. After telling the media about the adventure, Crawford and her friend, Stephen Paul Coach, were arrested and charged with second-degree criminal trespassing. They were released on $250 bail. This egg beater. It doesn't really look like it melted. It just looks like it's got...
gray gunk?
Yeah, gray gunk stuck to it. Crawford, who is 59 years old, told HuffPost that she's embarrassed now and acknowledged that. We shouldn't have done it, and we feel awkward because we got arrested. It's really rich to be my age and have my mugshot on the internet. The lava might be slow moving, but officials warn it's still plenty dangerous. Unpredictable methane gas explosions can shake the ground and throw debris into the air. If a lava onlooker lost his or her balance, officials warn he or she could fall into the 2,000-degree lava. See, they did what I always wanted to do, which was get close to a lava flow and start dunking crap in it. So that's the kind of thing, you know, it's like... Okay, this person did what I always want to do, and I always want to see videos of this stuff. Because I love lava.
I love lava too, but there's no way in hell I'm getting close to it.
I would from a safe distance.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people were doing, but she was the idiot who got up close and personal with it.
Why do I think you're going to be that idiot if we ever had a chance?
Probably because I would be.
And then you would be arrested.
Yeah. Anyway, another UFO on NASA livestream suggests ISS is under alien observation. Now, I love space. Just as much as I like lava. Actually, I think I like space more so.
What if dinosaurs fall into it?
Huh?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is screenshot of NASA ISS live stream. It's a UFO recorded on November 3rd. So that was yesterday. Anyway, but the article goes on to say, the International Space Station live stream has again captured what appears to be a UFO in close proximity. In a video uploaded to YouTube on November 3rd by UFO Sightings Daily, the UFO slowly appears and disappears as the live stream camera is pointed earthward. A silhouette of the Earth can be seen above the UFO, slowly appears for approximately 70 seconds, and remains stationary relative to the ISS. The live stream then cuts to blue screen with a message saying that the live stream has temporarily stopped due to a change in cameras or signal interruption, and there's a goddamn ad attached to the stupid site. Go close. No, fuck. No, go away. Here we go. Anyway, let's see. Where was I? Okay. The latest UFO recording follows a string of UFO incidents near the ISS during the month of October. This November 3rd and earlier October UFO video recordings raise the question of whether the ISS is being observed by an alien civilization. This also goes in with the some of the strange light sightings that were seen in places around the Earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want there to be extraterrestrials, you know, and I'm of the opinion that they are out there, and, you know, they're purposely keeping themselves hidden from us. But
do you blame them when you think about it?
Yeah, we are an overly obsessive and destructive race, so I don't blame them. Anyway, so I got one more wonderful news story. Scrolling down. All right. Now, once again, these news stories are things that I like. That's why I went to go read the one about the woman getting arrested for dunking an egg beater in lava.
So, how did you like the whole, you know?
It was more an important story rather than one I liked.
Okay.
So, Mace, you know meteorites and stuff, you know, hit the Earth every so often. Yeah. Okay, well, this is a interesting news story because rare mineral discovered in ancient meteorite impact crater. A rare mineral known from just three massive meteorite impacts has now turned up in a Wisconsin crater. Researchers discovered the mineral called rhyodite at the Rock Elm impact structure in western Wisconsin. Rhyodite is a dense form of zircon, one of the hardest minerals on Earth. Or hardiest minerals on Earth. I said hardest. No, the hardest is diamond, but still.
I thought titanium.
No, that's the hardest metal, I think. Anyway, this is the oldest rhyodite ever found, said Aaron Cavosi, a geologist at the University of Puerto Rico in... I'm not even going to begin to pronounce that correctly. Mayaguez. The Rock Elm meteorite crash crater is 450 million to 470 million years old, he said. Scientists first discovered the unusually high pressure zircon in a laboratory in the 1960s. Rhyodite was finally identified in nature starting in 2001. At three impact sites, the Chesapeake Bay crater in Virginia, Reese crater in Germany, and Zhuyan crater in China. So, anyway, the rhyodite is an utterly unexpected find for Cavosi, who was collecting zircon to establish a more precise impact age for the Rock Elm crater. It's a neat story, just simply because it's like, you know, this mineral is turning up, you know, in places all across the planet. So,
Jarvis?
Yo.
Apparently, I can't get it to load up, but diamond is no longer nature's hardest mineral.
So, what is nature's hardest mineral?
I wish I could tell you, but the site will not load up for me. Wait, hang on.
All right.
I cannot pronounce it. Lino. Alias or something?
So, hardest mineral in nature, right?
I typed hardest mineral on Earth, yeah.
Okay. I've got to go and alter my search just a little bit. I'm slightly slightly distracted by the show in the background. Yeah. Let's see. Hardest mineral on Earth. So which one did you click to?
The first one. Science.
Well, I.
It's diamond, no longer nature's hardest mineral. Dash new science, new scientist.
Okay. All right. I will. I will see if I can pronounce it as soon as all this loads up.
Try so I can see.
Apparently, there's two.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And
it's kind of funny how this falls under tech somehow.
One is boron nitride or something like that.
Nitrous?
No, nitride.
Well, we will see here in just a second. I mean, I'm bad about being impatient, but damn. Let's see. Oh, wow. The first wurtzite boron nitride has a similar structure to diamond, but is made up of different atoms. I can't fucking read. The second is mineral Lonsdaleite or something, or Lonsdaleite, or hexagonal diamond. Okay. Okay, I had too many big words. Not enough time to read them.
Yeah.
So, Mason, while I have you here, when should we start updating the indie exposure stuff again? Because I don't quite have an update day.
I'm thinking we do the show on Tuesday or Wednesday, so I'm thinking that maybe it should be around either maybe Thursday that you update.
Okay. I think I might be able to swing that, because I'd update the podcast the same time, so.
If not Thursday, maybe the weekend, like Saturday or something like that.
Well, I think I put this up on like Saturday or Sunday.
That way, like, everybody can...
Yeah.
A lot more people watch the stuff if it's on the weekend.
Okay. Yeah, because generally they're home.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think that'll work then. At some point, I need to see how much GTA 5 goes for on the marketplace. Because if it's not too expensive, I might try and get it.
The sad part is, yesterday it was on sale, or at least the add-ons were. I don't know if it was actually on sale or not.
Mm.
So, and I think it was like, if it was on sale, because I know like GTA 4.
San Andreas is currently on sale for like 3-something.
Yeah. Which
doesn't have multiplayer, which makes me mad.
God, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I told Jeremiah this, and I actually did not like San Andreas.
Ah. I didn't mind it, but... You know, I definitely want to try and play one of the other ones more. So, anyway. Man, that TV in the background is really distracting. I cannot wait until you're able to get that computer up and running, or we can get the new stuff, so that way we can, you know.
Tuck you into a quiet room.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so, yep. Well, I got nothing else, as long as no one else has anything else.
Nope. We're going to be seeing Big Hero 6 this Friday. Well, Tuesday.
Well, this Tuesday coming up.
Or next Tuesday.
Or something.
Because don't you have Monday off?
Yeah, I will have Monday off as long as they don't mandatory me.
Or you have jury duty.
Well, anyway.
In 2 weeks, Dragon Age Inquisition comes out.
Ah.
Some other games. Halo, the
Master Chief. Pack. Oh, I thought it was the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, Master Chief. It's something like that.
Yeah, it's an Xbox One exclusive, so I can't do shit with it.
Yeah, I can, but I don't have the money to get it. I will later on.
But, yeah. But anyway.
Also, speaking of video games, February 17th. Everyone probably has seen it, but in this case, no one else has. On February 17th, 2015, Resident Evil Revelations 2 comes out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and they're going back. Sorry, they're going back to the survival horror stuff where it's just like fixed camera angles and stuff. With that one.
More like, if you played Revelations 1, you know, it's kind of like Resident Evil 4 and Revelations 1, is the camera angle.
Okay.
But yes, they're going back to the horror, survival, kind of,
okay.
You ain't got a lot of ammo, it's scary environments, you feel and you know that you're in for nightmares to come.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, like, gameplay of it, it's freaking awesome.
Okay.
They're doing like a Walking Dead, how the Walking Dead was episodic.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing with it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you got anything else then?
Grumpy Cat's having a Christmas movie.
Oh, Christ.
What? I love me some Grumpy Cat.
I know, but...
Tartar Sauce is just so cute.
But these things that turned into memes are now turning into movies. And it needs to quit. Unless it's us. Then that's a different story. Then I'm all for it. But, anyway.
But it's Grumpy Cat.
Anyway, so...
Never heard of Grumpy Cat.
Ow. All right.
Wow, she squeaked so bad she started having a coughing fit because of
it. Yep. All right. Well, if no one else has anything else...
Thank you.
Well, don't think too hard. Those hamsters don't need that much stress.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that very much.
Guinea pig.
A walking, talking bear.
No. But it was a guinea pig. It was a gerbil.
Anyway, so if no one else said anything else, then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. All right, so that's going to do it for this week's episode. Just remember, no matter where you found the podcast, be it iTunes or some other podcast place thing, you can always check us out at www.whitemaze.net for everything that we got going on, including indie exposure and old episodes of the podcast, which are up for download. As always, links to all of our social media sites are on the front page of the website. That's our Twitter, our Facebook, our YouTube. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, we've also got a fundraiser going on to try and, raise up some money so that way we can actually upgrade all of our setups, because we desperately, desperately, desperately need to do that, because all of our stuff is a little outdated or doesn't work for one reason or another. To bring up the other point, now we've got the Minecraft stuff starting up that Mason and Jeremiah have been working on, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And, yeah, that'll, I think that'll do it.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, so that's it, and we'll see y'all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh. Oh.